I just wanted to be a nice man like you and say it. But all I could do is watch Leia kiss you.
That's the song Blaster. It's one of the works in recent graduate Lindsay Peters' senior project, which combines her two areas of study, sound editing and the LGBTQ plus community. She wanted to combat the underrepresentation of the queer community in media, so she recorded and produced a series of original songs, poems, and short stories by queer people. So tell me a little bit about how you found people to participate and then collected these pieces.
So I originally made like a flyer. I printed out a lot of those, put them all around campus in spots that I thought I could get a lot of interest. Essentially, when people were interested, they filled out a Google form, put in all their information, and then I was able to schedule them for a recording. Yeah, it was a really fun process. I loved getting to meet so many different people on campus.
Were there any pieces in the collection that spoke to you in particular?
One that I really liked was Ravishing by Montgomery Tufts. That one was about the language that we use to describe gender and how our bodies fit into like a heteronormative world. And it's specifically about like gender fluidity. And I thought that was really, really fascinating. It's about like pronouns versus how we look versus how we're expected to look.
Let's take a listen to that poem, Ravishing.
Woman is traced in the breadth of your shoulders. She is engraved in the length of your legs. Her is scrawled in the soles of your feet. Wait for a different sky. Now the words that you read are these. Both, neither, any, other are set in the tendons of your neck. They is pressed in the beds of your fingernails. Them is gilded in the ridges of your teeth, and this organ will writhe again.
I wanted to ask, what's the reception been like?
The reception that I got from people who weren't involved, it's all been super positive so far, which I actually wasn't necessarily expecting, but we've come to like a place where everyone realizes how important this is. So I was really glad that I got so much positive feedback from people who may not normally hear from a queer side of things. And from the people themselves, they were all really excited about the final product. Some of them were like, this is great, but I don't want my voice to be public. So I had to do some like editing of voice filters and stuff like that, which was completely fine. And everyone had a different level of how public they wanted to be with it. But I think I found a way to share all the stories in the way that they wanted, in a way that they could share their like personal experience without giving them away if they wanted to remain anonymous or slightly anonymous.
What has putting this anthology together meant to you as a queer person?
I thought it was great to see so many different, I guess, perspectives, but every queer person has a different story. So hearing things from all different sides was really interesting. Like, obviously, my experience is going to look different from someone else's. So being able to share the stories of so many people and how they feel they're represented in the world, it really brought a different light, because there were some people that it was just, here's a poem about this love that I had with someone. And even in that, like, it's so simple, but you can learn so much about the queer experience. And then you get people who are trans and have had to hide it their whole lives, and like you get that perspective as well. Yeah, it taught me a lot about how, yes, we're all one community, but we all experience this differently.
Keep them safe from me, darling. I don't know when I'll be back. Use them wisely.